Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool women have won 2-1. They beat Crystal Palace 2-1. Get in indeed, Philippa, because it's a big win, isn't it? You know, we've seen, you know, the table condense a little bit today, and Liverpool needs to just shoot up into that top group, all challenging for promotion. It's only one up. You need to win your games, and Liverpool got a big win under the belt today.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, today was just imperative that they won. I didn't care how they did it, but I felt first half, they played really well and then got a bit nervy in the second half, which is understandable because the players have been more than aware of the fact that they needed to get 3 points as much as we were today. And, you know, it's just critical, really, that we try and build some momentum on the back of this, that it's not just doesn't turn into like just a single win. But, you know, it was a good starting point for me. I felt like we were a lot more tap-minded today. It seemed like we had a little bit more identity to how we were playing.
Yeah, formation change was interesting, wasn't it, Philip?
Yeah.
But it did allow those full-backs / wing-backs to really bomb on, and you see that with the opening goal.
Yeah, I feel like when we've been playing almost like a 4-1-4-1, we've kind of struggled a little bit in midfield, which is weird because you have pretty much three central midfielders in there. But it's felt a little bit today like we really benefited from having the three across the back,
yeah,
the wing-backs, and then Missy Bo, and I've forgotten who the other one was now.
Kerry Holland,
yeah. So and for me, it really suited the players that we had on the pitch today. It'll be interesting to see when Nifahi's back, what he does then, because I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to 4-1-4-1, but I just think that really suited us a lot better.
I thought what you saw today was everyone knew the jobs.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things. 4-1-4-1s. I don't like it as a football formation because I think you end up with that second four, the midfield four, not quite knowing whether or not they need to be defending or attacking, and that's a really difficult little trick at times to know what your role is. Today, you know, it's interesting. He picks. It ends up being 5-2-3 if we're honest about it. But the midfield two are actually quite attacking.